Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. This time we're going to be looking at something pretty mind-bending.
You can say that again.
All right, so we're talking quantum randomness and its potential to completely upend computing as we know it.
Yep.
Our jumping off point is a paper by Michael Stephen Fisk called Quantum Random Active Element Machine, which he presented at the International Conference on Unconventional Computing and Natural Computation.
A mouthful.
It is quite a mouthful. But it's a fascinating paper that really gets you thinking.
Oh, absolutely.
About what the future of computing might look like.
Definitely. And Fisk really puts forward this idea that we could build computers that could do things so complex that we couldn't even understand them.
Yeah.
Like us, the people who program them.
Yeah, that's a bit of a head scratcher, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like a paradox. But to break this down a little bit first,
sure.
This whole concept is built around something called active element machines.
That's right.
AEMs for short.
Right.
And I'm guessing these aren't your typical run-of-the-mill computers.
No, not at all. They're a lot more dynamic. You can think of an AEM as a network of these tiny little computational units. Like brain cells, almost.
Okay.
Say signals back and forth. And if enough signals hit one of these units all at once, it fires and sends out its own pulse. It's a very different architecture from what you'd find in a, you know, typical silicon chip.
Interesting. So where does the quantum randomness come into play then?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. So you've got this AEM ticking along doing its thing.
Okay.
Now imagine you introduce a quantum random number generator.
QRNG.
Exactly. A QRNG for short. And this device taps into the inherent randomness of the quantum world.
Mm-hmm.
Things like radioactive decay or the uncertainty principle.
So we're talking about randomness that's not just some algorithm or pseudo-random sequence, but true, unpredictable randomness.
Precisely. Like driven by the laws of physics. And what's really fascinating is that when you feed this quantum randomness into the AEM, its firing patterns become incredibly complex. They actually form what are called bi-immune sequences.
Bi-immune sequences?
Yeah. And that means that no algorithm, no matter how sophisticated, could ever predict them perfectly.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is where my brain starts to melt a little bit. But I'm starting to get the sense that this could have huge implications for security.
Hey, absolutely.
Are we talking about, like, unbreakable encryption here?
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Fisk's big idea is that with these bi-immune sequences, the computations themselves become unpredictable.
Whoa.
It's not just about protecting the data anymore. It's about protecting the entire process of computation.
So a hacker, let's say, trying to break into a system that they wouldn't even be able to understand what the program was doing?
Exactly.
Let alone find a weakness to exploit.
It's a whole new paradigm.
So it's not just about protecting the data. It's about protecting the thought process itself.
Right.
Wow. That's a whole other level. But it does make you wonder, I mean, what does it mean to have a machine that operates in ways that we can't even comprehend? Are we losing control?
It's a question that's worth asking for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what does it even mean to have a machine whose thought process is inherently opaque?
Yeah.
Even to its creators? It's a pretty radical concept.
It's a little unnerving, to be honest, but also kind of fascinating.
For sure.
It's almost like we're building something that's, in a way, smarter than we are, but in a way that we don't even grasp. Is that even possible? I mean, I thought our current computers were limited by things like the halting problem.
Right. Well, that's the truly mind-blowing part of this.
Yeah.
Fisk suggests that maybe, just maybe, these quantum random AEMs could actually sidestep the halting problem.
Really?
Yeah. But to understand how, we need to talk a bit about Turing machines.
Okay.
Which are kind of the theoretical foundation of all computing.
Right.
So imagine.
So we're talking about machines that could, like, break the rules of computing as we know them.
Potentially, yeah.
But if we can't even understand how they work, how do we even use them? It's like having this incredibly powerful tool,
right,
but no instruction manual.
That's a great question. And it's something that researchers are really wrestling with right now. Like, how do you actually program a machine that you don't understand? One approach is to kind of treat these quantum random AEMs as like black boxes.
Okay.
So we might not understand exactly what's going on inside.
Right.
But we can still control the inputs.
Okay.
And observe the outputs.
So it's kind of like we're saying, here's a problem, go figure it out.
Yeah.
And then we see what comes out the other end.
Exactly.
That seems like kind of a leap of faith, though, doesn't it?
It's a bit. But think about it this way. We use complex tools all the time without necessarily needing to understand every single detail of how they work.
I guess so.
Like, take a medical imaging device, for example.
Okay.
You don't need to have a degree in physics to be able to understand the results of an MRI scan, right?
That's true. But with something like a medical scan, there are ways to verify the results.
Right.
Like, we have established procedures and standards. But if we can't even comprehend the computation itself, how do we know if the answer is even correct?
That's where things get really tricky. Because our traditional methods of verification,
right,
they rely on our ability to break down a computation step by step.
Yeah.
But with these incomputable machines, we might need entirely new ways of thinking about validation. Like, maybe we have to rely more on statistical analysis of the outputs.
Okay.
Or compare them with results from more traditional systems to see if they're in the right ballpark.
So it's almost like we're inventing a whole new scientific method.
Kind of, yeah.
But one that's tailor-made for these machines that we don't understand. That does raise some ethical questions, though, right? I mean, if we're creating systems whose inner workings are beyond our grasp, are we relinquishing some level of control?
Absolutely.
What if they make decisions that have unintended consequences?
You know, you're hitting on a really crucial point here. This idea of machines operating on principles that we don't fully understand, it definitely raises concerns about accountability.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Like, if an incomputable machine makes a decision that leads to harm, how do you trace back the cause?
Right.
Or assign responsibility?
Yeah.
That's a challenge we need to be thinking about very carefully.
It's like the classic AI dilemma, but like amplified to the nth degree. We're not just talking about bias and algorithms. We're talking about the potential for machines to act in ways that we can't even fathom. It's exciting and terrifying all at the same time.
Absolutely. And it kind of brings us back to one of Fisk's initial motivations for exploring this whole concept, which was hindering malware authors.
Oh, right.
Because if these incomputable machines are so difficult to reverse engineer, could they also be used for malicious purposes?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
It's a double-edged sword for sure. And we need to be aware of both the potential benefits and the risks.
So where do we go from here? I mean, are we on the verge of a computing revolution? Or are these just interesting theoretical concepts that will never really see the light of day?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
This field of unconventional computing is still really in its infancy.
Yeah.
But the ideas being explored, like these quantum random AEMs,
right,
they're really pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
They are pretty mind-blowing. You know, as we've been talking about these incomputable machines, something's been kind of bugging me.
Oh, what's that?
It's like a paradox almost.
Okay.
On the one hand, we're saying that these machines could do things that are beyond human comprehension.
Right.
But on the other hand, we're the ones who came up with this idea in the first place.
Right.
Like, we're the ones designing them, building them. Doesn't that mean that there's still a human element baked in there, even if we can't follow all the steps?
That's a really good point. It really highlights this interesting interplay between human creativity and the potential for our creations to kind of surpass our own understanding. It's like we're trying to create something that's both a product of us, but also goes beyond us at the same time.
Exactly. It's kind of like that interpretation assumption we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
The idea that computations can always be mapped to numbers that we can understand.
Right. And these quantum random AEMs might be challenging that assumption.
But what if the problem isn't with the machines? What if it's with us?
Mm.
What if our brains are just not capable of grasping these concepts? Like, there are limits to what the human mind can comprehend, and these machines are just hitting that wall.
Yeah, it's a humbling thought, isn't it? That we might create something so complex that it reveals the boundaries of our own cognitive abilities. It makes you wonder what else is out there that we're just not wired to perceive.
It's kind of exciting and scary at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like we're peering into the unknown. It makes you wonder, you know, if we can build machines that think in ways we can't even follow, what does that say about intelligence itself?
Now you're getting into some deep philosophical questions. But those are exactly the kinds of conversations we need to be having. This isn't just about cool technology. It's about rethinking our place in the universe and our relationship to knowledge itself.
Yeah, for sure. So to kind of wrap things up, I think this deep dive has shown us that there's a lot of potential in this field of unconventional computing. We've gone from like the nuts and bolts of how these quantum random AEMs might work all the way to these really big questions about security and ethics and the limits of human understanding.
It's been quite a journey, and I think this is really just the beginning. There's still so much to explore here, and who knows what we might discover along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And to everyone listening out there, I'd leave you with this thought. As we step into this new world of computing, what role do IU want to play? Are you happy just to sit back and watch, or are you going to jump in and help shape this future? Because one thing's for sure, it's going to be a wild ride.